Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Father, I just thank you for all that you've done today in this room. Father, I just praise you and I thank you. And Father, as we come to your word now, I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for the way you've spoken to me. And I just pray that you'll speak through me now, that as I share this message, it'll be your words that I share, that will point people to you, and it'll not be about me in the slightest. And so, Father, I just praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I wondered if you've ever been in this situation where you're traveling somewhere and you realized that you're traveling with far too much stuff. Like, being married to Elizabeth and going on holiday with Elizabeth, this is a frequent occurrence for us. And I'm sure all of us have had that moment at the airport. You know that moment that I'm talking about. You arrive at the airport really confident, pretending your cases are really light. Like, you're like, pretending they're really light, and then you place them on those scales and you realize it's far heavier than you expected. And you start shifting things around, trying to take things out of one suitcase and put it in another, hoping that somehow it will start to balance out. And you put them back on the scales, but nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. So then you start trying putting that jacket on, an extra jacket you're hiding off somewhere warm, but you've got 5 jackets on, 3 t-shirts. You start to put things into your hand luggage. Is it just me? Has that happened to you? And then you're quietly hoping and praying that that lady at the desk is in a really good mood. And does they see that number that is really high? But still, nothing changes. And eventually, you're faced with that choice. You pay the price. We've had to pay the price before. Or you start removing what you thought you needed. Not as I said, thought you needed. Like, how many times have we come back for our holidays with stuff in the suitcase that's never been worn? We don't need 2 pairs of shoes for every day. Elizabeth's not convinced. But let's be honest, though. Sometimes life can feel like that. You keep going, you keep moving, you keep showing up. On the outside, everything looks fine. But on the inside, there's this weight that never seems to lift. You wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep. You sit in a room full of people and still feel pressure. You come to church, you sing the songs, you hear the word, yet something still feels heavy in your spirit. You smile at people and you say that you're fine, yet inside there's this constant sense of strain that's on you. You carry conversations in your head long after they're finished. You replay situations in your mind, wondering if you said the right thing or if you did enough. And this is what our new sermon series here at church is all about. Our new sermon series is called Excess Baggage. Letting go of what God never asked you to carry. See, some of us are carrying things that did not come from God. Some of us are carrying things that Jesus has already dealt with. Some of us are carrying things that are slowly draining the life out of us day by day. But the reality is, though, some of us have just got used to carrying that weight. You've carried it so long that it just feels normal. You've adjusted your life around about it. You've learned how to function with this weight that you're carrying. But deep down, you know that this is how it's not meant to be. And the invitation in this sermon series is simple. We want to encourage you to travel lighter, to walk freer, to live fuller. And over the coming weeks in this sermon series, we're going to be looking at things like friendships that feed the wrong things, the weight of people pleasing, fear being a heavy baggage, when your worth depends on being liked, guilt and shame, the baggage that Jesus has already carried, the voice in your head really matters, doom scrolling and digital distraction. Who's looking forward to that week? Letting go of comparison, and finally, traveling light. Like, I'm sure, like me, when I came up with this sermon series, I was thinking about all the stuff that I carry, and I probably could say all of that at certain points in my life. So either it's just me, and I'm just going to be speaking to myself every Sunday, or all of us can relate to one of these things or some of these things. And let me tell you, this is not just a series about behavior. This is a series about freedom. Today, as we kick off this series, I want to think about this simple but powerful truth today. We were never meant to carry this. Never meant to carry this. And as we begin, let's turn our attention to a great invitation to all of us from Jesus. And Roxy preached on this passage a few weeks back. And I'm thinking, man, I don't know if I could speak as good as Roxy did. But here we go. Matthew 11, 28 through to 30. It will be up on the screen, but Matthew 11, 28 through to 30. Says, they are come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And this is one of the most powerful invitations in the whole of Scripture. And as Roxy reminded us a few weeks back, Jesus is not calling the strong. He's not calling those who are sorted. He doesn't call the ones who have it all together. Jesus just calls the weary. And that word, weary, speaks of someone who's worn out, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually weary. It's the kind of tired that sleep does not fix. It's the kind of tired that sits deep within your soul. See, Jesus is calling the burdened. And that word speaks of something, someone weighed down, carrying more than they were ever designed to carry in the first place. Picture someone in your mind bent over with a heavy load on their back. That is the image that Jesus is using here. Jesus looks at people like that and says, come to me. That means if you feel tired, overwhelmed, stretched, or heavy, you qualify for this invitation. So all of us in this room qualify for this invitation. It's not an invitation that you have to earn. It's not an invitation for when you finally get your life together, whenever that happens. This is an invitation for right now. Jesus is not saying to us, clean yourself up first. He's not saying, fix everything over here first. Jesus is just simply saying, come. And there's something really powerful in that. And I meet too many people who think they need to sort out their baggage before they come to Jesus. But Jesus says, just bring it with you. Bring the fear, bring the pressure, bring the anxiety, bring the expectations, bring the shame. Come as you are, not as you think you should be. Just come. Then Jesus says something that feels almost too good to be true. I will give you rest. This is not just physical rest. This is soul-level rest. The kind of rest where the noise quietens down. The kind of rest where the weight starts to lift off your shoulders. It's the kind of rest where you can finally breathe again. And then Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And as Roxy so well explained the last time, that a yoke is something that's placed on two animals so they could walk together and share the load. And Jesus is saying, you don't have to carry this on your own anymore. Walk with me, learn from me, let me carry what you cannot. Then he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That does not mean, though, that life becomes effortless. It means that you're no longer carrying what was never yours to carry in the first place. See, some of us are carrying expectations that God has never placed upon us. Some of us are carrying opinions of people that God never ever asked us to live under. Some of us are carrying guilt that Jesus has already forgiven. And some of us are carrying fear about a future that God is already holding. No wonder it feels heavy. You were never designed to carry it in the first place. Imagine going back to that airport moment. Imagine opening your suitcases and realizing that half the things inside were never ever required for the journey in the first place. That's what happens to us frequently. Imagine taking them out one by one. And with every item that's removed, the weight begins to lift. With every item that's removed, you start to feel a little bit lighter. With every item removed, the journey becomes a little bit easier. That's what Jesus is inviting us into. Not a life with no responsibility, not a life with no challenges, a life where you're only carrying what God has actually given you to carry. And I believe that is the starting point of freedom. Recognizing that some of what you are carrying does not even belong to you. And over the coming weeks, we're going to get really practical when we're looking at these things. We're going to name some of the things that keep us weighed down. We're going to confront some of the patterns that keep us stuck. And we're going to learn how to release what Jesus has already paid for. But today, as we kick it off, it's all about awareness. It's all about recognizing the weight. It's about hearing the invitation again, come to me. Not when you feel better, not when things calm down, not when life makes more sense, just come now. You were never meant to carry this. And the first thing I want to look at this morning is that we need to recognize the weights that we're carrying. Nothing will change until we recognize what we're carrying. So many people want freedom, yet they never stop long enough to identify what is actually weighing them down. Life just keeps moving, the pace stays high, the expectations keep building, the pressure quietly increases. Then one day you realize that something feels off, but you cannot quite put your finger on it. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." Did you notice that word, everything? Not just some things, everything. Not just the obvious sins, not just the visible issues, everything that hinders. And that word hinders is really important. That word hinders is speaking about things that slow you down, that weighs you down, or restricts you from running the race that God has set before you. Do you know there are some things in your life that might not be sinful, but let me tell you, they're still slowing you down. There are patterns in our life that are not from God, but they've just become normal. There are weights you've carried for so long that you no longer even question them. You just adapted to them. You've built your routine around them. You've learned how to live with them. Yet deep down, something in you knows. If you're being honest, you know that is not how it's meant to be. So let's bring this a little closer to home. Let's think about daily life right here. I think I'm going to change over. Let's think about daily life. You sit at the kitchen table with a coffee, chilled, relaxed, apparently, but your mind is racing with your finances. Bills, responsibilities, future decisions, it never ever switches off. Or you drive through the town thinking about everything you need to sort out this week. Conversations you need to have, tasks you need to complete, expectations that you feel you need to meet. And then suddenly you realize, how on earth did I get here? Has that ever happened to you? Well, here's the killer, the kicker. You scroll your phone late at night. Who does this? Who's going to be honest? You scroll your phone late at night. And what do? You compare your life to everybody else's highlight reel. Everyone else seems to be doing better, achieving more, enjoying life more. That little highlight reel. Like, you ever wondered what the influencer's house really looks like, apart from that one corner that they photograph every day? I want to see their kitchen. I want to see in their drawers. Like, I want to the kitchen drawers. I want to see the other side of the picture. That's what I want to see. Because we look through that stuff and we think that everybody else seems to be doing better, achieving more, and enjoying life a little bit more. That's weight. It's not always dramatic. It's not always obvious. It's often quiet, constant, and internal. Because let's be honest, you turn up to work and you're trying to hold it all together. You show up for your family. You serve in church. You lead, you support, you encourage, you give. You carry responsibility for family, for ministry, for relationships. And you keep going because that is what you do. That's weight you're carrying. Some of it is visible, some of it is not. People see the smile. People hear the right words. People assume that everything is fine. And I loved how Roxy mentioned earlier about travelling to church, and how often have you been in the car in the family and you're absolutely going at it in the car? Like, on the way to church, and normally it's because a child in your house is taking forever to get ready. And you're screaming at them, hurry up, we need to go. And you probably shout something like, will you hurry up? We need to go and worship Jesus. Like, and you're still having this conversation in the car as you get here, and you're still bickering to each other as you walk up to the door, and you meet the welcome team, you're like, good morning. Big smile. Life is wonderful. My family's perfect. Look at us all ready for church. But beneath the surface, there's a heaviness that never seems to lift. Is it just my family that's done that? That's why recognizing the weight really matters. Because you cannot release what you refuse to acknowledge. You cannot let go of something that you pretend is not there. So what does excess baggage actually look like? Well, it can look like fear. Fear of what might happen. Fear of getting it wrong. Fear of stepping out and failing. Fear, let me tell you, fear always keeps you small. It keeps you stuck. It keeps you playing it safe when God is calling you forward. It can look like shame. Carrying things from years ago as if they still define you today. Replaying moments in your mind that God has already forgiven in your life. Shame tells you that you're your worst moment. That's what it does. The enemy will love to keep you stuck there. Love to keep reminding you, remember 10 years ago you did this? That's who you are. But let me tell you, grace says that you are who God says you are. But because you're still stuck there believing that shame, you keep believing it. You keep believing it rather than living in the freedom that you're actually who God says you are. Excess baggage could look like people pleasing. Saying yes when you should say no. Living for approval rather than purpose. Ouch. Living for approval rather than for purpose. You adjust your life just to keep other people happy. Yet slowly you're losing sight of who God has called you to be. Excess baggage could look like toxic thinking. Always assuming the worst. Jumping straight away to the negative conclusions. Believing lies about yourself that was never spoken by God. And that voice in your head then starts to become critical, become harsh, become relentless, and you start believing all these lies. Excess baggage could look like unhealthy relationships. People who drain rather than build you. Situations that pull you away from God rather than drawing you closer to God. And let me remind you, not every relationship is meant to carry the same weight in your life. Excess baggage could look like digital overload. I was looking back through my notes, and I don't know how many years, must be almost 10 years ago, I came up with a word when I was preaching, and I used the word technoference. Anybody remember that word from all these years ago when I was talking about technology and it interferes with our life, and I called it technoference? And in that very week, Gordon Mackey took a picture of me sitting there on my phone and posted it. Just to remind everybody that even me preaching about technoference has technoference in my life. But it's just constant noise. No space to think. No room to hear. God, always connected, but rarely at peace. Your mind never rests because it's always consuming something. And many people have learned to function with all of this happening in their life. You've learned how to cope. You learn how to manage. You've learned how to keep going. You become efficient at carrying that weight. But let me tell you today, church, functioning is not the same as freedom. You can function with all that stuff, or you can walk in freedom when you let it go. God has not called you just to survive your life. God has called all of us to live it fully. Jesus did not say, come to me and I'll help you manage your burdens better. He says, come to me and I'll give you rest. That means there's another way to live, a lighter way, a freer way, a way we were not constantly weighed down by the things that you were never ever meant to carry in the first place. See, the first step is always simple, but it's not always easy. Be honest about the weight. Take a moment and ask yourself, what am I carrying right now? But be honest though, not what you tell others, not what you pretend is fine. What is actually weighing on your heart today? See, recognition is where the freedom begins. Once you recognize it, it's the first step to freedom. The second thing I want to just to remind you about this morning is that Jesus offers an exchange, not endurance. Some people think following Jesus means learning to carry life better, to manage it better, to organize it better, to hold it together more effectively. And that is often how we approach faith. We think that Jesus will help us to cope with the weight. But Jesus says something very different. He says, come to me and I will give you rest. That is not management. That's not coping. That's an exchange. Bring me your burdens. Receive my rest. Bring me your anxiety. Receive my peace. Bring me your shame. Receive my grace. Bring me your fear. Receive my confidence. Keep going. It's an exchange. This is the heart of the gospel. Jesus does not strengthen you just so you can cope with what's crushing you. He invites you to handle over completely. Psalm 55 verse 22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will what? He will sustain you. And let me tell you, casting is not casual. It's not decisive. Casting is decisive. It's intentional. Picture someone throwing something into the sea. But you're not just gently placing it at the edge. You're not keeping one hand on it just in case. You're not planning to go and retrieve it later. You're letting it go when you throw it. And that is a picture that Scripture has given us here. And many people bring things to God, but they never really release them. You pray about it. You might even come to the front here and get prayer and leave it here. But what do? You just pick it back up again and go back to your seat. That's what you do. You pick it back up again. You hand it over and you take it back when life feels uncertain. You say you trust God, but you still carry that weight in your thoughts and your emotions and your decisions, so it just becomes a cycle. God, I really trust you. Here it is. A few days later, oh God, I'm just going to take it again because I'm not quite too sure. We give it to God and we take it back. We carry it again. We feel the strain. We return to God and drop it again. Then we just repeat it over and over and over. Jesus is not asking us to carry our burdens more efficiently. Jesus is inviting us to release it completely. That is where faith becomes real. Faith is not just believing that God can do something. Faith is trusting him enough to let go of what you've been holding. Just think about this simple illustration just to help. Imagine someone hands you a really heavy bag. At first you hold it and you're quite happy holding it. It doesn't seem too bad. You think you can manage it. It's fine. Then it starts to strain your arms. Your grip tightens. Your shoulders begin to ache. That's me carrying our suitcases. And the longer you carry it though, the heavier it starts to feel. And then imagine the person who gave it to you just says, you can give that back to me anytime you like. Would you hold on to it longer than is necessary? Somehow, I don't think so. You would not prove how strong you are by carrying it longer. You would not think it's your responsibility to keep holding it. You would just give it back. But spiritually, this is what we often do. Jesus is saying, give it to me. But we respond to him by saying, I just want to hold it a little bit longer. Jesus says, trust me with it. And we respond by saying, but it's okay, I can manage it just for now. Jesus offers us rest. And what do? We choose endurance. You were never meant to live a life of constant strain. You were never meant to carry what only God can hold. And the invitation today is simple. Stop gripping what God has asked you to release. Let it go. Trust him with it. The moment you realize, it is the moment you begin to experience, the moment you release it, is the moment that you begin to experience the rest that he's promised for your life. But the question is, though, why do we keep carrying what we should release? This is where it gets a little bit honest and might even be a bit challenging. This is where we move beyond the ideas and start looking at what's really going on in our hearts. We keep carrying it, firstly, because we think it's our job. You feel responsible for everything. Family, finances, future. You carry it because you think no one else will. You feel like if you don't hold it all together, everything might just fall apart. And there's a pressure to be the one who fixes things, provides plans, and keeps life moving forward. It can even feel spiritual. But let me tell you, it can feel like you're being diligent or responsible by carrying it all the time. But underneath, it is a weight you were never, ever designed to carry. God never asked you to carry what only He can sustain. And there's a difference between responsibility and control. God gives you a part to play, but He never asks that you take His place. Do you know, I've seen a really good illustration that really helped my thinking in this. So obviously I'm Charlotte's dad, and I have a responsibility for Charlotte. But I cannot carry Charlotte on my back for her whole life. Like, that is not my responsibility. We sang earlier Psalm 23. What's the first line? The Lord is my shepherd. My responsibility as a parent is to introduce Charlotte to her shepherd, who will carry her and sustain her and lead her. That's my responsibility as a parent. It's not my responsibility to put her on my back and carry her for the whole time. There will be seasons when I need to do that, and it's right that I do that. But I need to be pointing her to Jesus. He's the one that can sustain her and help her. Why do we keep carrying it? Sometimes because we get used to the weight. You get used to the stress. You get used to the anxiety. You can get used to the pressure, and you hear people tell me, I thrive under pressure. Like, I want to see what their life is really like. It just becomes your normal. You wake up with it, you go to bed with it, it becomes a background noise to your life, and after a while, you stop questioning it. You just assume this is how life was meant to be. Or we keep holding it because freedom can feel unfamiliar. Peace can feel strange. Rest can feel uncomfortable. Slowing down can feel wrong. When you've carried weight for a long time, letting go can feel more unsettling than holding on to it. Or we might struggle to trust the exchange. See, letting go requires trust. Trust that God will handle what you release. Trust that God is good. Trust that God is present, even when you cannot see it, what He's doing in your life. And that is often the hardest part. You know what you're carrying, you feel the weight of it, but handing it over, well, that feels a little bit risky. What if nothing changes? What if things get worse? What if God does not come through the way that you expect? And that tension keeps people stuck. But my thinking in that is, how will I know unless I hand it over? I can keep imagining all that stuff and having those doubts in my mind, but unless I hand it over, then I'm never going to know. So if there's an opportunity, I'm handing it over, getting rid of it. Think about walking up a hill. If you carry a heavy rucksack, every single step feels even harder. When you're overpacked for that trip up the Mayotte, you have enough food in there to feed an army, and there's two of you. That's not us. We don't do that. But just holidays. But you're climbing up that hill, and you've got far too much stuff in your bag, and your legs start to burn much quicker, your pace starts to slow, and you stop more often just to catch your breath. You might still reach the top, but you're absolutely exhausted by the time you get there. But just imagine walking that same path without all of that weight that you're carrying. Same journey, very different experience. There is more energy, more freedom, more space to actually enjoy the view. And Jesus is not trying to change your destination. He's just trying to change how you travel towards that destination. And then fourthly, let me remind you this morning that salvation is not a heavier load. Some people think that Christianity adds pressure, more rules, more expectation, more weight. Let me tell you, that is not the gospel. Jesus carried the weight so that you could live free. Romans 8 and 1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I love that verse. No condemnation. That means that your past doesn't define you. That means your mistakes don't control you. That means that shame has no legal right over you anymore. Jesus did not die so you could carry your guilt more carefully. Jesus died so you could be free completely from it. The cross is an exchange. Jesus took your sin, your shame, your guilt, and in return, what does he give you? Forgiveness, righteousness, peace. Salvation is not about adding baggage. Salvation is about removing it. And then fifthly, traveling the light changes everything. When you let go of that excess baggage in your life, everything shifts. Your mind changes. You stop spiraling in anxiety. You begin to think with clarity. Your emotions start to settle in your life. Peace replaces pressure. Hope replaces heaviness. And your relationships, trust me, will start to improve. You're no longer trying to please everyone. You are secure in who God says you are. Your walk with God will deepen. You're not striving, you're not performing, you're just simply walking in grace. Think about those moments when you feel genuinely at peace. Maybe it's walking outside on a quiet morning. Maybe sitting in God's presence without distraction. Maybe worshipping without worrying about anything else. That is a glimpse of how God wants you to live. Like, let's be honest and real here for a minute. When we were worshipping earlier and it was so good to worship, how many of us had our thoughts went somewhere else? What am I doing this week? What am I having for my lunch later? Like, I hope my children are behaving. Like, let's be honest. Like, can anybody in the room say they were fully engaged 100% with what God was doing in that moment for the whole time? No. How good would it be just to worship without worrying about anything else? That's a real glimpse of how God wants us to live. Not occasionally, not on a good day, not on a day when the kids behaved and got ready in time for church, but consistently. So let me ask you today, what are you carrying today? Like, this is where we start getting a bit personal. Everything we've talked about so far only matters if it connects with your life. It's easy to listen, it's easy to agree, it's easy to think, well, that was quite helpful today. But it's much harder to stop and look at our own hearts. So can I encourage us just now in this moment, take a moment, slow down, be still. Let the noise settle, even if it's just for a few seconds. Push aside in your head what's coming next. Push aside what happened earlier. Just be present right now. What are you carrying right now? Is it fear about the future? Is it pressure at work that never seems to ease? Is it a situation in your family that feels complicated or painful? Is it something in your past that keeps showing up when you least expect it? Maybe it's a lie that you've believed about yourself for so long that it feels like truth. Maybe it's not just one big thing. Maybe it's a collection of small things that have quietly built up over time. A comment that someone has made, an expectation that you placed upon yourself, a disappointment you never really processed. All of it adds weight. So in this moment, just be honest. We're not looking for the church answer, which is, I'm fine. Not the answer you would give in a conversation, but the real answer. You see, you can never ever release what you refuse to recognize in your life. And if you keep pushing it down, it will just keep resurfacing. If you keep ignoring it, it will keep shaping your life. If you keep pretending it's not there, it will keep weighing you down. Recognition is not weakness. It's the beginning of freedom. So the question becomes, how do we actually lay it down? We have the thought in our head now, what it is that's weighing us down. How do we drop it? Well, we come to Jesus. No distraction, no avoidance, not numbing yourself with endless scrolling or constant noise or staying busy. Just come to Jesus. That means turning your attention back to him. It means choosing his presence over everything else that's competing for your focus. It means slowing down long enough to acknowledge that he is there, that he cares, and that he's able. So often we try and fix everything first. We try and fix it, we try and manage it, we try and ignore it. But no, Jesus says, come to me first. Not as a last resort, but as the first response. Let's be honest. God is not looking for perfect words. He's not looking for a carefully structured prayer. He's looking for a real heart. Tell him exactly how you feel. Tell him where it hurts. Tell him what you're worried about. Tell him what you're struggling to let go of. If you're frustrated, just say it. If you're confused, say it. If you're tired, say it. There's no point in pretending with God. He already knows. Honesty is where healing always begins. So many people stay stuck because they never move beyond those surface level prayers. But God is inviting us deeper. Choose to release it. Casting is a decision. It's not just something that you feel, it's something that you choose. You choose to let go, you choose to hand it over, you choose to stop gripping what it is that God is asking you to release. That's not passive, that's active. You may have to do it more than once. You may have to remind yourself of it throughout the day. But every time the thought comes back, you choose again. I've given this to God, I'm not picking it back up. Your emotions might take some time to catch up, and that is okay. Freedom often starts as a decision before it becomes a feeling. You're not waiting to feel free before you release it. You release it and you trust that the freedom will follow. What else do you do with it? You replace it with truth. Don't leave empty space. If you let go of fear, don't allow that space and fill that space. If you release fear but you don't fill the space that fear has occupied before, it will just simply come back. If you release lies but don't replace them, those lies in your life will start to take root again. Fill it with God's word. Remind yourself of what he says. When fear speaks, respond with truth. When shame whispers, respond with grace. When anxiety rises, respond with the promises of God in your life. That is how your mind is renewed. That is how your thinking begins to change. Truth anchors you when everything else feels unstable. Truth gives you something solid to stand on. And the band can come as we start to wrap this up. And this part of the service is not just a nice part of the service. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where we respond, not just in our heads, but in our hearts. And I know that some of us are tired, not physically, but deep in your soul. It's the kind of tired that comes from carrying too much for too long. The kind that does not go away with a good night's sleep. Some of you have been strong for a long time, holding things together, being there for everyone else, showing up when it had been easier to step back. And you've carried that responsibility quietly. You've held things in that no one else knows about. People see your strength, but they don't always see the weight behind it. But today, Jesus is speaking clearly. He's simply saying, come to me. Not later, not when things calm down, not when life somehow feels more manageable. Now, bring the weight, bring the burden, bring the baggage, bring the thing that you've been avoiding, bring the thing that you don't know how to fix. Bring the thing that's keeping you awake at night. You were never ever meant to carry this. And in a moment, we're going to create a space. And this matters. Let me tell you, we're not going to rush by this. We're not just filling a moment with some noise. We are going to create room for God to move. And if you know that you're carrying something that you need to release, I want to invite you to respond. You can stay where you are in your seat and lift your hands. You can come forward. You can kneel at the front. There's no pressure about how you respond. This is not about a method. This is about a moment. A moment where you stop holding on and you start letting go. A moment where you shift from carrying it to releasing it. A moment of exchange. And can I ask the prayer team to come and be ready? The prayer team is going to be over here in this corner. And just let me remind you, those people who are praying today, that people are not coming for advice. They're not coming for long conversations. But people are going to come to lay things down. And I want you guys to pray peace over them, to pray freedom over them, to remind them of truth. And they're going to speak gently. They're going to speak life over you today. They're going to speak the promises of God over you today. And let me remind you, church, that Jesus never ever asked you to carry fear. He never asked you to carry shame. He never asked you to carry constant pressure in your life. Jesus said, come to me. That invitation still stands today. Right here, right now. Let me remind you, you don't have to leave this building. You don't have to switch off online carrying the same thing that you walked in the door with. You can walk out through the door today lighter. You can walk out freer. You can walk out with a renewed sense of peace deep in your soul today. You can walk out from this room today knowing that something has shifted in your life. Not because everything around you has changed or the circumstances have changed, but because you're no longer carrying it on your own. You've dropped it. You've given it to Jesus. And you're walking freer. You're walking lighter. You're walking without that weight and pressure in your life. And I believe all of us can leave stuff today, the stuff we're carrying, walking out the door knowing that we've left it behind. Why? Because we're never meant to carry it in the first place. God never asked us to. So in a moment, I want to invite you to respond. If you would like one of the prayer team to come and pray for you or to pray for you, please just feel free to get up out of your seat and come forward. They'll pray. And let me tell you, I've heard people say to me in recent weeks, Stephen, I really want to come forward, but you know, there's people there and I'm worried about what they're going to be thinking. If I come out of my seat or I need to squeeze past them, that's something you need to ask for prayer for when you get to the front. You need to drop that fear of what other people think in your life. If you need prayer for anything, something you want to drop, you want to leave, then come and let them pray for you. You can do that. Or you can just simply come to the front and pray, and I'm going to pray over everybody. You can come and kneel at the front. You can come and do whatever you want to do. And the band will lead us in a few minutes in a song. We want to create this deliberate space, this moment where you can respond. What are you carrying today that does not belong there? You've got a choice. You can come and leave it at the feet of Jesus, or you can simply carry it back home with you again today. The choice is yours. I'm going to pray for everybody, then I'm going over there to ask somebody to pray for me. So why don't we stand? Feel free to come forward if you would like prayer. Maybe some of the prayer team could just come over to here and meet you here. Jillian, would you like to come and start praying for people? That'd be okay. Father, we just thank you today that we can come and be here in your presence today. Father, I thank you for that great reminder from your word that all of us carry burdens, all of us carry weights, all of us carry things in our life that we were never ever designed to carry. And Father, I thank you today that we can acknowledge what they are, we can realize what they are in our life, and we can just bring them and we can drop them and not drop them with one hand still on them, ready to pick them up and take them back out the door again. But Father, we can bring them and we can drop them and we can just leave them at your feet today. And I thank you, Jesus, that we can leave this room, we can switch off watching online, and we can be freer, we can be lighter, we can stop living under the expectations of others, we can stop living under fear and shame and guilt, we can stop living under what the social media and the internet is telling us we should be like, and we can start living freer, we can start living more fully, we can walk in freedom today. Why? Because you tell us that the invitation is there. Come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. And so, Father, I just pray that each and every single person here today will experience that real rest in their lives. Father, thank you that you tell us that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And so, Father, I thank you that when we come and lay down our burdens, when we lay down that weight of things in our life, I thank you that we can then just take what it is you've given us and we can walk out of this place free, lighter, because your yoke is easy and your burden upon us is light. And so, Father, I thank you that we can walk in freedom today. And so, Father, I just pray that as we worship you now, just to start to bring this service to a close, Father, I just pray you continue to work in people's lives, that people will still respond. Father, I know you're speaking to people right now in this room, and you're showing them areas of their life that they need to lay down. And they're still standing. They're still standing in where they are, rooted to the spot. And I just want to encourage you, if that's you, just come as we're singing. The team would love to pray for you. You don't have to leave this building today carrying the same baggage that you walked in with. You can lay it down. You can walk in freedom. You can walk lighter today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.